Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone all blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, good. I'm so delighted that you are, and I am as well. Dr. Sheely, I did something very risky last week. And that is, I wasn't happy with one of the commercials that was airing on USA Prepares. So I sent the CEO a letter on email. And there were two words that were used in this particular commercial. And it wasn't his words. He was repeating what someone who endorsed his product had to say. But the guy that endorsed his product used language that was not commensurate with a good quality image as I see it. And so I sent the CEO an email, and I said, and these two words are used, and I quoted them in just a three-sentence email. And do you think that those words enhance your product's image? Thank you, Vincent Fennelli. Well, within 30 minutes, I got a response. I was copied on it, and the email went to upper management at Genesis Communications Network, the network we broadcast on, and they said, please take that commercial out of rotation. And so I'm delighted that they did, because it really was, in my opinion, negative. So this morning when I connected with Jason, and Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast, I asked him if there was any fallout from, you know, what I did, because as you know, it's the kiss of death, you know, commenting on commercials. Unless you say, oh, yes, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, that would be probably oatmeal bread. But when you comment on commercials, it's really risky because you can get thrown off the air. Now, have you ever commented on a commercial and had some fallout?
Of course.
And so the radio station, let me get it, before you tell us what it is, the radio station had to make a decision, a business decision. Who is more important, or what is more important, Dr. Sheely or this advertiser? Is that what they did?
Well, interestingly, there was once an advertiser immediately before my program, which was not supposed to happen, for Mercy Hospital, and I called it Mercy Less, and they withdrew thousands of dollars of advertising on the radio station.
So they were listening to their own commercial, yes?
Apparently.
Yeah. So you never know who's listening. Well, what was the ultimate result of that? Did they take you to the front office?
I never heard anything about it. That was the end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, at that same radio station you're talking about, they called me into the front office, and they were really polite, you know, with me. And they told me that you know, I should be talking about who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield, Missouri. And that would be really good, really good radio. And I told him I wasn't interested. And I used to give out when I was on that radio station, for like 7 months, I think, I gave out the telephone number for Greg Burris, who was the city manager at the time. And he was responsible, ultimately, for putting fluoride in the water. And so I'd give out his number. I'd say, call Greg Burris, tell him what you think. He's poisoned your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, and your children, and your friends, and your family. With fluoride. Give him a call and tell him he's fired. And so people did. And I got a visit from the owner of the radio station. He met me in the hallway. And he told me that it seems that we are tying up the telephone lines in City Hall. And they're getting a lot of complaints about fluoride. And But I did it for 7 months. And then I printed up bumper stickers with Greg Burris and, you know, fire Greg Burris with his phone number. And, you know, although it was a lot of fun for me, and although I was actually, I thought we could actually get fluoride out of the water, because I know you're a big advocate of getting fluoride out of the water. It can't be done, Dr. Shuey. I mean, unless you are the mayor, and unless you have a medical degree and an interest in finance, and you can find some reason that you can't afford to put fluoride in the water, you can't get it out. Have you seen the same thing?
Oh, absolutely. It's the greatest scam before COVID-19.
Yeah. So that was my experience, and it's interesting that you had a similar experience. I got called to the front office another time, and they asked me, why will I not allow this one particular advertiser to be on USA Prepares? And it wasn't that I was getting paid for it. The radio station was getting paid for it. But I was in this guy's store, and he just bought something off a little old lady, a widow. And she came in and she said, I have no idea what this is, but, you know, I need to sell it. Will you buy it? And so he told her it really wasn't worth very much, and he gave her very little money for it. And then as soon as he paid her, she left. He got on the phone and he called his buddy and he said, you won't believe what I just did. I ripped off this little old lady, and here's what I got, and here's what I gave her, and it's worth, you know, like 10 times more. And he was really proud of it, but he wanted to advertise at the radio station when I was broadcasting. I wouldn't allow it. I absolutely wouldn't allow it because I thought he was dishonest. So, but the radio station kept pressuring me, you know, why don't you let this guy advertise? And I said, absolutely not. So after about five, they snuck those commercials in for this guy. And after about five of them, I said, that's it. Let me tell you what I think about this guy. And so I did. And boy, did I get beat up for that. So anyway, that's a little bit of backstory radio. Dr. Shuey, what's new in your world?
Well, the same as everybody else. There's no truth that I can be sure about coming out of anywhere.
Yeah,
it's that simple. Everything is controversial.
Yep.
And the campaign to ruin the country continues full steam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a story about. Let's see. I'm trying to get to it right now. It's about religious freedom, and the state of Connecticut on the East Coast in the United States has decided that they are going to end religious exemptions for the vaccine for students. So the Connecticut governor signed into law last Wednesday a bill that ends religious exemptions for mandatory school vaccinations in the state. Now, medical exemptions remain in effect. But if a person says, no, we're not going to take the immunizations, my child's not going to have them, he's a minor and he's under our care and we're his parents, and he's not going to get them because we have a religious reason. We don't want these foreign bodies injected into our child. You know, that used to work. Well, now in Connecticut, it will not work because it's now law that there's no religious exemptions from mandatory school vaccinations. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Shuey?
Well, I can't tell you what I really think on the radio.
Well, we can imagine. We can imagine.
You know, I consider it fascism at its worst. Mm-hmm. That's part of what I think of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's all right with you, I'll share a story about one of our children who decided after being homeschooled all his life, he wanted to try high school at the public training camp here in Missouri. And so the school said, does he have, before enrolling him or during the enrolling process, has he had all his vaccinations? And I said, oh, sure, he's had vaccinations. And I worded that very carefully. And he had some. And they said, well, has he had all of them? And I said, well, he's got all the vaccinations that he needs. Well, eventually they said to me, they called me in to, and Mrs. Finelli into the nurse's office, and they said, we want proof. And I said, I can't give you proof. I don't have proof. And they said, well, then he needs to have his vaccinations. And I said, no. Tell you what, we have a religious reason why he will not get his vaccinations. And they dropped it right there. They said, sign this. And it was just a real simple piece of paper that's with some verbiage on it that said, for religious reasons, we claim the exemption. And that was it. Now, until you say...
Work in this state today.
Yeah, right. Well, that was, you know, many, many years ago.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's like 15 years ago. So, and it worked. I mean, it was like instantaneous. It was like turning on a light switch that this, you know, we were at loggerheads with the school system about this until I mentioned religious exemption. And then it was, oh, okay, we'll do that. But they weren't going to tell me. Nobody said, you know, if you just sign this, this whole thing goes away. They didn't offer that. They were going to pressure us into having our child vaccinated. So, Dr. Shealy, when you and I were younger, we got vaccinations. Sometimes we even got them at school. We got lined up for an assembly line for the Salk vaccine, right?
Right.
Yeah, and it was like boom, 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 boom. Everybody got it. And one of them we got was like a red liquid, a dot of a red liquid on a sugar cube. I don't remember what that was for, but I did get it. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now it's not just three vaccinations. It's like close to 100, isn't it?
I don't really know. I've lost count of it, but I know it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, class, what I've been trying to explain with Dr. Shealy's help is that in Connecticut, the religious vaccine exemption is over for now. Now, unless that gets overturned, it's in play. So you cannot use the religious exemption. Then what happens is, once one state does it, the other states look at that as precedent. They say, well, you know, obviously it's good because Connecticut did it. And so then, you know, the other states will follow suit. And pretty soon it'll be all 50. And if Washington, D.C. becomes a state, it'll be 51. But the point is, the separation between church and state has been eroded in the corrupt state of Connecticut. And so what does that mean? Well, I looked it up. And it's paraphrased from Thomas Jefferson. This comes from Wikipedia. And is used by others in expressing an understanding of the intent and function of the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which reads, quote, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, end quote. So what they were saying is that the state can't tell you what to do regarding religion. So that by natural extension, if you have a concern, a religious belief, and it can be your own religion, it can be the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, which I did happen to I witnessed those guys. They were in Springfield. There really is a Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and their mascot or their icon is some guy with a spaghetti colander on his head, and I'm not kidding. But you know, if they believe that vaccines are dangerous,
if you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Oh, God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
And we're talking about religious freedom here. And Dr. Shealy, I'm not kidding. There really is a Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and they have a and one of the principals involved in this church was literally arrested and put into prison because in Russia because the government didn't like him. But there's a guy who has this card. His name is Mark Rayhofer, and on the front of this, it's like a credit card. It says the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And on the back it says, let it be known that the cardholder is an organized minister of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster and is entrusted to exercise the duties of the ministry, including sermonizing, presiding over holy ceremonies such as marriages, baptisms, and giving last rites, and casting out false prophets. So these guys actually do have a credit card looking identification card with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Now I think I certainly don't follow their belief, but what they're saying is that if y'all can believe in whatever you believe in, we can believe in the Flying Spaghetti Monster. That's what they're saying. And I guess from that perspective, I don't have a problem with them believing whatever they want to believe. But they're saying that we don't believe what you guys believe, and you guys are so ridiculous that we hail the Flying Spaghetti Monster. That's, I guess, the main concept with these guys. But in terms of religious exemptions, I applaud people who use the religious exemption to protect themselves, if they want to, from being vaccinated or their children.
It works, but I think our freedom is so compromised today, who knows?
Right, and we are losing freedoms every second. And it's very disconcerting to me. Dr. Shuley, I have signed up. I called your office last week. I got my truck running enough so that I think it'll get me to Springfield and back.
I hope it'll get you home, too.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm so frustrated with these Chinese parts. So we this is a stick shift car, and I bought it months ago, you know, trying to get it so that it would run. It's a 5-speed Chevy pickup truck. And it has a little V6 engine in it, and it has a 5-speed manual transmission with a clutch. Getting the clutch to work was nearly impossible because the Chinese parts don't fit with the original equipment parts. So we had to replace the entire clutch system. It would be the actually the clutch pedal, the clutch master cylinder, hydraulic cylinder, the clutch lines, there are two of them that contain the hydraulic fluid, the clutch release bearing cylinder, the clutch release bearing, the clutch pressure plate, the clutch throwout bearing, and the pilot bearing. So all that was replaced, and it took four times to get this, the transmission had to come out four times to get to the point where it worked. Long enough for us to know that the transmission I had rebuilt with Chinese parts has failed in 500 miles. So the transmission has to come out again. So we're going to take you to Springfield, and when I see you, I'll be doing the past life regression, and our son's going to take it over to the transmission shop. Normally we would rebuild the transmission ourselves, but it costs less to have a guy that does it all the time because they get the parts less expensively than we do. So we're going to bring it to him, and we're going to put it up on a lift, and we're going to say, listen to this. Listen to fifth gear, it whines. Listen to fourth gear, it whines. Listen to reverse, it whines. And listen to what happens when you take it out of gear, and it goes clunk, 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 clunk. So obviously the transmission has failed within 500 miles. And that's Chinese parts. I'm sick of these defective Chinese parts. But anyway, I assume it'll make it.
My personal feeling is nothing. Not one single item should be made in China except fireworks that we allow into this country.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. It is, and if you look at all kinds of things, batteries, you know, dry cells for your flashlight, the flashlight itself, the tape measures, the pocket knives, mugs, you know, for drinking coffee, vitamins, minerals, supplements, the jars. I mean, everything you can possibly think of, thermometers, pens, come from China. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't think we make anything.
We should manufacture everything from toothpicks on in this country.
And we can. I mean, we have great natural resources. And if we don't have them, tough. We don't do that. We don't, you know, if we can't make it here with our own resources, with our own labor and our own skills and our own machines and our own engineering and our own distribution system, if we can't do that, then we don't do it. Okay? And the laws of supply and demand will fix that. So if we don't do it, we will do it. Because that's what happens with supply and demand and creativity. We'll be right back with Dr. Shuley.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with G7 foreign ministers and the United Kingdom this week to plan the G7 summit in Southwest England next month. Chinese aggression is on the docket.
I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
Secretary Blinken on CBS News. Officials in San Diego, California report at least four people died and many were injured when a human smuggler's overloaded vessel broke off the coast. The debris field washed up on Point Loma after it disintegrated on a reef Sunday morning. We all know getting the COVID-19 vaccine has some skeptics. Some companies in America are ready to reward you with your proof of vaccination. Special offers from Budweiser, Junior's Cheesecake, Krispy Kreme, Nathan's Hot Dogs, Staples, Office Depot, and White Castle are just a few making special offers. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A rare bear attack in Colorado has taken the life of a Colorado woman. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Authorities believe a woman was killed by a bear in southwestern Colorado. Her boyfriend found her body on Friday night.
Well, she was walking her dogs, and she did that sometime in the morning.
Jason Clay with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says people should expect bear activity to be picking up. Officials say they observed signs of consumption on the body, and there was bear scat and hair at the scene. A female black bear and two young bears were euthanized. There have been three prior fatal bear attacks in Colorado since 1971.
Grizzly and polar bears are notorious for being the most dangerous. However, the Eurasian brown bear and the American black bear can attack people too. There were 664 bear attacks on people globally between 2000 and 2015. The United States is going to do more to combat COVID-19. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccines globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of those discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine from a stockpile that built up while the company awaits an emergency use authorization from the FDA.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley, I don't know if you had a chance to hear the commercials and the news during the bottom of the hour, but there are a bunch of companies that are joining on the bandwagon to offer free things for those who get a COVID-19 vaccine. So if you have a COVID-19 vaccine card, you can go to White Castle, and through the end of this month, your White Castle drive-thru or dining room, and dining room is a real stretch of the imagination if you've ever been to one, you flash your vaccine card and you get a free dessert on a stick. Sam Adams or Budweiser will give you a free beer. Staples is really ramped up. They will laminate your vaccine-proof card for free. And so will Office Depot and Office Max. So
it means there's a void like the plague.
Right.
They go on my no shop list.
Right. Well, I just added Nathan's hot dogs to. They'll give you a free hot dog. So they'll give you and what do our children, our boys call hot dogs? They call them butts and lips. That's what they are. That's what goes into hot dogs. I mean, pretty much everything you don't want to know about. But White Castle, Dr. Sheila, you know, they make these little tiny hamburgers, and that's what they call them. They call them sliders. They call them sliders. Everybody else I know calls them belly bombers. Belly bombers. And the reason they call them belly bombers is that's what it feels like after you've had one. It's like, my stomach feels terrible. What did I just do? Seriously, have you heard the term belly bombers, Dr. Sheila?
I have not, but I've never been to White Castle and never will. I don't go to anyone fast food restaurant, actually.
I agree with you. Actually, any restaurant for me. But so I went to the internet to find out how to make the... Olive Garden has what I consider the best salad dressing in on the planet in terms of taste. And they use pepperoncini and they use black olives and there's some vinegar in their salad dressing. So I looked up, you know, how to make my own because I'm not going to the Olive Garden anymore. My mom used to love it. It was a real treat for her. But anyway, the government and corporations are doing whatever they can to entice you to get this darn vaccine. Any comments about... You know, they're using the carrot and the stick. You know, these, hey, get a free donut at Krispy Kreme.
I'd like to come back to the stick, firstly.
Yeah. I'm not getting it because once you, Dr. Sheely, am I confused? Or once you get that injected in your system, it's not coming out, right?
Exactly. And it's beginning to sound as if they can infect other people.
That, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I don't get this. I really do not understand. People are getting the vaccine and then they find out that they can get the coronavirus again. So the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting it. The vaccine doesn't prevent you from giving it.
Scam supreme. It is the worst fraud in the history of the world. It's worse than Nazi Germany at the beginning. That's just my base opinion.
Well, it's huge. I mean, in Nazi Germany in the beginning was just in Germany. This thing is global.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Insanity.
You're talking 1933 or so. You know, the ramp up to the Nazis. And by the way, that was unbelievable. There was a bunch of masterminds that built that regime. I mean, they got the whole country to march in line, you know, for the Fuhrer. You know, if I got to die for him, that's great. No problem there. Hey, what a bunch of, I better not say it. So the past life regression study that you are doing, I signed up and I'll be there this week for mine. I talked with one of the young ladies that sets up those appointments. And so I'll be there this week, Dr. Sheely, for the one that you and I are going to do. Do you still need others to join in with us?
Yes, indeed. I still need subjects.
Okay, subjects. And so can you, Dr. Sheely, can you explain what this is like? I mean, you're not going to be hooking me up to 240 volts or 10,000 volts.
No, you're not hooking up to any electrical gadget. I just guide you into a deep relaxation, mm-hmm. and you do the rest.
Mm-hmm. Class, I've done this before, and I was only kidding about the 240 volts or 10,000 volts. Whatever your mental image of this is, you'll just relax in a comfortable chair. I was in a lazy boy type before, first time I did this, and I went into a deep, I closed my eyes, and Dr. Sheely just guided me through the process. He just talks to us, and one at a time, just you and Dr. Sheely, and the two of us will be there, when it's my turn. And Dr. Shuley will guide me through he'll prompt some questions, and I'll respond to them. Just with my eyes closed, I'll just respond to what he has to say. That's it. There's no injection, nothing you have to swallow, nothing you have to taste, no electrodes, nothing. And it's just, it's like watching TV without the TV. It's in a lazy boy. That's what it's like. It really is. And I think if you have that opportunity, and you do, that it would behoove you to do this. Now, Dr. Shuley, I have a feeling that some people think that there's a religious reason not to do this. Like, this would violate, you know, their preacher would be furious with them, or their priest, or their rabbi, or whomever would be
that
furious.
That means that their minister is stupid.
Yeah.
And I will tell that to the minister as well. Because from the beginning of Christianity, it was part of Christianity until 325. When Constantine, the evil emperor, didn't want people to think they had a second chance, and he demanded they take it out of the Bible. It was in the Bible until 325.
Please explain what you mean by a second chance, Dr. Shuley, so everybody understands.
Please explain what
you mean by a second chance, so everybody understands what you mean.
He didn't want people to think that they could somehow have a second chance to live and recover. You know, theoretically, part of reincarnation philosophy is if you don't get it right in this life, you come back and do it the next time. Mm-hmm. Constantine didn't want people to think they had another chance. They had to get it right by his standard in this life. Mm-hmm. And he even didn't convert to Christianity until his deathbed so he could continue raping, murdering, prosecuting, and converted to Christianity only on his deathbed. And to me, that is fakery.
Yeah. And what about Rodrigo Borges? Didn't he sell indulgences? You know.
Oh yes.
So if you wanted to get to heaven and you didn't think your behavior was conducive to that, you just go to him and just give him some money.
Ransom money, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd hold you hostage, and he'd get you a COVID-19 pass to get into heaven. He would sell you one. Unbelievable, and how people have manipulated the little people from the very, very beginning. Dr. Shuley, so if someone wants to join you and me, it'll be... it'll be separate. You know, you probably won't meet me there, but they'll certainly meet you there at your office in Springfield, Missouri. What number would you like them to call to arrange this, and is there a deadline?
417-351-5221. Yeah, I've really got to get this done not later than mid-June. Mm-hmm. So if I don't finish by mid-June, I can't do it.
When you say finish, does that mean finish the... series,
but
or the entire...
I have all the subjects I'm going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. I can get it written up in time.
Okay. How long do you expect that the write-up of this will take you?
Well, I've already got it about half done, so it'll take me another 2 or 3 weeks after I finish.
You mean get the results?
Well, no, the results are immediate.
No, I mean...
I need to submit a written paper. Mm-hmm. To the committee, and it has, is sponsoring the contest.
And what about those who might be concerned about, well, might their most inner private thoughts, you know, become public with this? Is it going to be anonymous in terms of your work?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, class, you don't have to worry about that either. Okay. So, Dr. Shuley, in my case, will you describe in this work some of your findings with respect to me, or
well,
will it be just numbers?
Your name will not be mentioned. You will have a pseudonym.
Uh-huh.
And nothing personal will be released.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So There you go, class. If you're interested, you can sign up the way I did. And that telephone number in Springfield, Missouri is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And the purpose of this, Dr. Shilley, can you describe why you're doing this study?
Proof of the survival of human consciousness after death. In other words, if you can give me a story that is convincing of having lived in a previous body and give me details about that, I'm using that as proof of survival of consciousness from one life to another.
Okay, and in my first past life regression with you, which was several years ago, you guided me through it, and it appeared, after we talked about it, it appeared that I was a revolutionary, if you will, just a farmer who was involved with a like a war that was coming our way. Think of it like the first Revolutionary War. And four villages over, the villages were being sacked and burned down, and people were being executed at the muzzle of a musket. And then there were three villages away, then two villages away. And I tried to get the local guys, you know, my peers as farmers, together and say, look, we can resist this thing. We can be guerrilla warriors. We can slow this down. We can protect our village. We can protect our wives and daughters from being brutalized and raped and killed. And we can defend our farms. We don't have to let them be burned down. We can resist all this. And I couldn't get anybody to pay attention. No one would follow me. And I was just a farmer. I was no general. I wasn't a president. I wasn't a congressman or a senator. I was just a farmer. And that was my experience. When we come back, Dr. Shilley, can you maybe tell us what you learned from what I thought happened to me in a previous life? We'll be right back with Dr. Shilley.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norm Sheila is with us, medical doctor. Dr. Sheila, you've done a whole series of past life regression sessions with a lot of people. Can you share with our class today what you might have learned from my past life regression that you did with me? Was there anything about that that you'd like to share with our class?
What I figured is that you have not learned yet how to be a politician. You're too honest. That's my interpretation. You've run for office for the co-op, if I remember correctly, 3 times, but you're too honest to win a political job. I believe that for someone to become a politician, they have to be inherently dishonest. I wouldn't trust anybody. Total honesty once they declare themselves a politician.
Well, I appreciate those words, Dr. Shuley. And can you describe what you've learned from other people, you know, without mentioning their names, of course, regarding their past lives, that, you know, something that is noteworthy, something that one of the participants in the current one that you are organizing might learn?
Well, most of the time it appears to be a unfinished anger or guilt or depression from a previous life. In other words, you died either tragically or without forgiving the bastards in your life, so to speak. And my most famous one to me is a woman who wouldn't have known the history of this if I told her what it was. She had been shot in the abdomen and had been told when she woke up after original surgery that she accidentally shot herself through the abdomen. But when I did a past life therapy, she gave a perfect history of being Anne Boleyn, Henry's the eighth or whatever his number was, wife who was guillotined. And she gave the history that it was right out of the textbook of history. And she was totally amnesic for what she had said, but I recorded it. I paid it back. She still didn't know what it meant. I said, well, you just told me that you told me that you think your husband shot you. She said, well, the last thing I remember, we were having an argument. And so, you know, in her case, if she really was Anne Boleyn, here she was back with another husband desecrating our body.
Mm-hmm. Have you found any positive, you know, revelations with the past life regression?
Every once in a while, somebody who's terribly depressed and had a depressing life this time goes back to a life that was almost a treasure, if you will, a really positive life, and that allows them to understand that it can be that good.
Dr. Shilley, we have a traditional 1950s, 1960s family. And what I mean by that is the boys and Mrs. Finelli and I work together. We work on the farm. We share the duties. Everybody is involved. If cooking needs to be done, somebody does it. It's not like there's a list of, here you will do these things. It's just every one of us rises to the occasion. If the lawn needs to be done, somebody's going to do it. And it just gets done. And in this 1950s/1960s family, we have dinner together, we have breakfast together, we have lunch together, we have a lot of meals together. And we talk about the events of the day, we talk about global events, we talk about national events, we talk about local events, we talk about, things that have happened that we think are noteworthy. And one of the boys brought up last week, he said, so-and-so's sister, she's 25 years old, she's obese, and she went to bed, everything was fine, and she woke up blind, couldn't see a thing. They took her to the hospital, and they don't know what's happening. I said, wow, that is terrible. Is there anything we can do, and so forth? And the answer was no, there's nothing we can do now. But Dr. Shilley, have you ever heard of something like that? A 25-year-old?
Sure. Well, unfortunately, obesity is the number one cause of premature death in this country. And it can cause death from a stroke. It can cause death from many different things. And so, obviously, in her case, it looks to me as if it had something to do with the blood supply to the eyes or something related in that way. That can happen when you've got diabetes. Diabetes is, a very potentially fatal disease.
And this
adult
girl's pretty
upset, almost worse sometimes than type 1.
Okay. This young lady, according to what our son said, was, in the 500-pound range.
So yeah, well, that, anytime you get 40 pounds or more overweight, you're at risk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if this is related to blood supply, is there a chance that vision can come back?
Unlikely.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, class, Dr. Shilley and I will be right back. So may we talk about diabetes, type 2 diabetes? I was talking to one of the farmers here, and he's got type 2 diabetes. And I said, well, maybe diet and nutrition can fix that. And I'll ask Dr. Shilley about that on Monday. So may we talk about that?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.